We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO. And, you know, while we got the opportunity here, let's go ahead and highlight, you know, I had COVID, and so did Dave. We've been pretty open about that here on the air. But now that we've gotten through it, we're still wearing our masks in when we go places, and I know there's this kind of sense of, hey, I've had it. I'm good. I won't get it again here, at least for a little bit. There's a little bit of immunity factor there. But just because of that mentality doesn't mean that you should just stop wearing your mask altogether.
Yeah. You know, actually, having had COVID and even after being vaccinated, the recommendation will still be for all of us to continue masking. And specifically with folks who've had COVID, we do have instances. Actually, I heard about another one today of a person who'd had COVID earlier this summer and has actually become reinfected to the point that they're hospitalized this time. Hmm. So it would appear, again, there's just so much we still need to learn about COVID-19, but you obviously can get reinfected. And with the vaccine, you know, you have to remember, this is all about protecting not only ourselves, but those around us. We know that the vaccine is not 100% effective. It's actually 90, you know, most actually, the I think the research shows it's in the range of 95% effective, which is wonderful. But that also means we still have a gap. And that's why it's important that everybody keeps taking the vaccine. You know, even so, a lot of my team are going to be some of the first people in our county and our state, actually, to get vaccinated. We will still have them wearing their masks here, and we're still going to be recommending that they're wearing their masks when they're not at work, because, again, that's part of that protecting the health of the community.
Okay, and that's especially important with the holidays coming up. We just had Thanksgiving. Christmas is right around the corner, and again, probably the recommendation here, I would imagine, from public health officials is going to just continue to be, don't travel. If you absolutely can help it, don't travel.
And I think keeping to small groups, your normal family small group, that is key step to take. Obviously, the hand hygiene, the masking, you know, I'll go back to the hand hygiene. Again, what we're learning more and more is that the hand hygiene busts good use of PPE. Hmm. So you can be wearing your mask, you can be wearing all kinds of equipment. If you don't have good hand hygiene, that will trump use of the PPE. You can still slip up. You can still spread it basically by touching your face, touching your, you know, hair or whatever. And so the hand hygiene is really important. Obviously wearing the mask is important. And then just trying to limit contact. And I understand the difficulty of that. You know, for us personally, we had a very small Thanksgiving. We're going to have a very small Christmas. We did do a Google Meet call with all of my siblings and the kids' cousins and all that kind of stuff, which was great to get to be able to see everybody and at least to talk to them. Our public health department and certainly healthcare providers would really encourage people to kind of think about, you know, kind of pulling back this year and trying to keep things a little more limited and small, because that's how we get ahead of this, the current bump up we've seen in, you know, just our positivity across the country, but certainly here in the state of Kansas too. You know, that's a contribution we can make to help mitigate that somewhat and try to slow the spread.
And that term is so important, slow the spread. I know people are tired and they think that, you know, the masks, there may be a segment of people that say the masks aren't helping. Really, the key here is limiting the spread so we don't overwhelm the hospitals. And right now, it sounds to me like that's not a major issue here, but it is in other places.
You know, certainly other places around the country, it's bad. It's like really, really bad. Here in Kansas, this is the last, really the last handful of days, we've gotten a little bit of a reprieve in that the number of hospitalized patients with COVID is actually still really high, but it's down from where it was even 5 or 6 days ago. And so that has allowed everybody to kind of get a little bit of a breather, but also what we've seen and experienced is that it's been easier to get some patients transferred who needed to go to a different facility for whatever specific need that they had. And you go back even 7 or 8 days ago, that was really not an option. Last week, you know, we moved a patient from Manhattan to a hospital in Nebraska because it was the only place we could find to get them to the level of care that they needed to have. And you know what? The person's going to get great care at that hospital. Ideally, we'd have been able to do that in our region. And so that's, you know, that's obviously where we want to be. You know, with this week, we've kind of hit a plateau again. So we have a number of COVID patients in our facility, and every day we have a few PUIs that, you know, until they get their lab tests back, we don't know if they're positive or not. And so that's, I guess it's good that we have kind of hit the plateau versus just seeing an increase. But, you know, quite honestly, this goes back to some of the stress or whatever that we've talked about, Brandon. I think everybody every day comes in kind of holding their breath to see what's today going to bring. And I think that's the stress top to bottom for all the healthcare people in the community. That's true if they're walking into their clinic. It's true for Julie Gibbs and her staff going into the health department, for the EMS folks. I think everybody's just kind of saying, what's this shift going to bring? What's this day going to bring? Mm-hmm. Because we don't really know. And it is so dependent on people's behaviors.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if we can shift gears just a little bit, talk about some other things that, non-COVID related here at the hospital, if you will. What are some things the hospital's doing in terms of healthcare right now?
Well, you know, actually, one, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about anything related to that's not related to COVID. That's like makes my day. you know, I think back. Actually, there's been some changes this year. There's been some really cool things happen in Manhattan with our healthcare environment that. A lot of this just gets overshadowed sometimes with all the stuff about COVID. You know, for us back in kind of the middle of spring, we got our second 3D mammography machine. So every mamma we now do is going to be 3D. And I've had people that I'm close to actually get a diagnosis as a result of our having that additional equipment. We'd had the first machine about 2 years. And so now everything that we own actually is going to be 3D. But the key being is we actually our women's imaging center is actually nationally recognized by our professional society. And that was renewed this year. We got that renewed, again, meeting all the criteria for the clinical excellence. But we're able to do people's diagnostics, able to do the biopsies right here in Manhattan. No one has to leave the community. And then we've got good support. I mean, actually, we've got great support from our local general surgeons, from the local medical oncologists. You know, there's a lot of care when somebody does get a bad diagnosis that we can get that care done right here. And that's, you know, again, sometimes it just gets lost and all the other things are going on. And, you know, we talked previously about robotic surgery. We've now completed 1,700 robotic surgery cases here in Manhattan, America. And again, you know, people sometimes don't understand it. Like these are numbers that large hospitals have yet to hit. And again, this is all about our local, we've got a couple of our urology surgeons, there's three of the general surgeons, there's one of the OBGYNs who are trained and capable of doing robotic surgery. Faster recovery times are reported by patients, less pain are reported by patients. So some really good outcomes. And again, just using this technology. You know, again, for me, it's ironic, we're across the street from an ag and an engineering school. And here is using technology that was originally not intended for healthcare, right? Robotics. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to really change that over the last 10 years. And it's now a fabulous addition and a fabulous technology. And we have it right here. And then, you know, we will be opening just actually within a couple of weeks, a new child therapy center out on the east side of town. And so we take an integrated approach to pediatric therapy. So we have speech, language, we have occupational therapy and physical therapy all together. These are all therapists who want to work with kids who are actually good. I mean, they're great working with kids. And we're going to have an all new center just for kids. And it just kind of helps to segregate the pediatric population from our older patients anyway, because there's perhaps a little more noise and activity with the kids, you know, when they're in therapy. But also, this allows specialty equipment. Our foundation has purchased, and our auxiliary actually, have purchased a lot of new equipment because they're very excited about us being able to offer this service to kids. And this really is going to be a regional draw for a lot of families because they can get that integrated, all three therapies if that's what their child needs. all in one visit, all together, and really get to know that therapy team. So we're, you know, again, in the midst of everything else with 2020, Brandon, I do think it's important that we all kind of sometimes pull back and say, hey, what's some of the other positives that are going on? And this is definitely, you know, I think about some of the things we've been able to do this year for cancer patients, for our surgery patients, and now for the kids. And so that's, for me, it's a good way to end the year. Something positive to talk about. So, all cool things.
Absolutely. Those are great successes. And of course, I remember, I think it was back in February, I went to the Wamego Health Center, which I know is kind of a satellite for you guys. And they had that big unveiling of the 3D mammography equipment. And that was really cool to see. I wish we could do stuff like that again. It's been a while since we've been able to do any ribbon cuttings in person, but good stuff.
Now, you know, a lot of this is about keeping care as close as you can to where people live. So there's research that shows that people do better. And also for a community itself, it's good to have services locally. And so this really is, in the case of Wamego, you know, could those people have driven to Manhattan or Topeka to get their 3D mammography? Sure, that's what's been going on, quite honestly. But or is it more important that we have the service available there? This is, you know, not a ultra invasive. It's expensive, quite honestly, to buy. In the case of Wamego, you know, again, their foundation finding ways to fund what, and I can't remember, it's somewhere between $350,000 and $400,000 piece of equipment. So this is not insignificant fundraising that our foundation has done, their foundation and others around like us around the state and around our country, but it is all about what can you do to keep care local. And, you know, it's kind of the, it's kind of, so we're at the holidays and everybody talks about shop local and buy local, you know, to support small businesses. Healthcare is actually no different in that respect. And so you want to, one, be able to offer things locally, no different than the antibody infusions. We think it's important if you fit those criteria, we want you to be able to get that here in Riley County. We don't want you to have to drive somewhere else. And so it's trying to figure out how to do that and how to keep care local, I think, is a key issue or challenge for all of us.
All right. Well, let's end it there, Bob. It's always a pleasure. And I know you've been on the radio a lot more here in 2020. Maybe not by intention here, but we sure appreciate all the updates.
More than I ever dreamed I would be.
Well, we sure appreciate that, Bob. Thank you very much.
Well, Brandon, have a good morning.